Azelma Lawrence joins me, children's life coach, to talk about how we survive the summer holidays if we've got children, and if you're a child as well. Good morning, Zelda.
Hello. How are you? Lovely
fine,
topic today.
Yes, very topical.
Yes.
Well, before we launch into that, just remind me what a children's life coach is.
Okay, so at the heart of what I do as a kids' life coach is the very simple idea of nurturing children's creativity so that they can make better choices even when they're on holiday and they get bored.
Yes, especially when they're on holiday again. So is it inevitable, do you think, this holiday boredom?
Absolutely, yes.
It's especially a long time to
six fit. Weeks,
yeah,
for goodness sake.
Long, yeah.
Yes, it is a very long time. So it is inevitable. And I think for parents' peace of mind, it's about making peace with that boredom. It's going to happen and there is going to be the whining.
But the children need a rest. They do need the break, don't they? I mean, you know, certainly you can
Absolutely.
See in children they're frazzled by the end of this week.
Mm, that's very true. And I always say to the children that I coach that in the 6 weeks, the one thing that they should always take care of is their brain, because their brains can turn to jelly in those 6 weeks because they work so incredibly hard during the school year, studying and doing their homework, etc., that in the holidays, their brain gets a little bit lazy. So when they go back to school in September, it can be a bit tricky for them.
So how did they react to that? We don't want to do any work.
Well, it's not about homework, you see. I call it adventures. Take your brain on adventures and stimulate yourself that way. So I encourage them to do that.
What kind of adventures can you take your brain on?
Oh, goodness gracious me. So, you know, one of the things that I would encourage parents to do to combat boredom is to actually get their children involved in planning the summer holidays together. So coming up with interesting activities, and they can create like a boredom busters jar, and the kids can put little pieces of paper in there with things that they can do, anything from building a fort or, you know, just nurturing creativity. And I think that's what I really wanted to speak about today, was about how to get children to be creative enough to know that when they are flexing those muscles, that is strengthening their brain. Because at school, that's what you're doing, right? You're strengthening your brain. And in the holidays, when you stop thinking for yourself, that's when your brain gets weak, just like any other muscle in the body.
So how do you get the children to flex that creativity? Because they might just say, do you know what, I just want to sit on the sofa and watch telly.
Yes, well, that is a common complaint I have from parents, is how do I get my child to not be on technology during the holidays? And that is a tricky one, because of course technology is addictive. It gives the kids that dopamine hit that they need. It's an instant babysitter. So parents really need to be strict with technology time. So give the kids technology time. We can't shy away from the fact that they need that. But it, you know, I would say limit it to half an hour a day. And I know
half an hour a day.
Gosh,
that'd be a revolution, a riot.
I'm telling you, and that is when you start seeing the magic happen. That's when children start becoming kids again, and they start being really creative and figuring things out for themselves, because technology actually dumbs the brain down, and it stunts that ability to actually think for yourself. So in the beginning, yes, there is going to be a big old revolution when the children are told half an hour a day. But when they start managing that half an hour themselves, that's, you know, they start taking a sense of pride, and they start seeing changes in themselves as well in the family dynamic. So
I mean, it's difficult, isn't it? Because parents may have jobs, or
yes,
they may be working from home, and sometimes technology, in all honesty, is quite useful because it means
very,
you can do a bit of work.
It is very useful. And, you know, I think that the biggest thing for parents is when their child comes to them and says, I'm bored. You know, I'm bored, what do I do? So a quick little tip for parents is, if a child says that they're bored, then they are bored, right? So you put down what you're doing, whatever it is you're doing, if you're at home, and you spend 10 minutes with them strategizing what they can do to not be bored, and coming up with ideas together, giving them a little cuddle and sending them off. Of course, this is age appropriate. You'll deal with your children depending on what age they are. You're not going to send your two-year-old off to go and entertain themselves, but, you know, a 10-year-old can easily entertain themselves. So it's really about strategizing together. For working parents, I know that there are a lot of grandparents that babysit as well, and grandparents have a tendency to spoil, right? So there's a whole lot of entertainment that goes into it. And when children are over-entertained and over-indulged in terms of having planned activities, they also become used to saying that little mantra, I'm bored. So parents need to lay the boundaries, and 6 weeks is a long enough time to create a new habit that can last a lifetime, because a new habit can be formed between 21 and 66 days. So start the habit, have a little revolution at the beginning of the holidays when they're not allowed to have the technology time. But by the end of the holidays, you'll see a new child who's really just being a child. That's all we want, really, is children just to be children and to play, because that's the language of childhood.
And often you say, Zelna, when these difficult things arise, make friends with them.
Yes.
Should you sort of make friends with boredom? I mean, it is a natural human emotion.
I love boredom. I really do, for children.
Grown-ups, I'd love to be bored, to be honest. We never have the time.
I don't know when last I've been bored, actually. It would be wonderful to be bored. But, you know, children need to realise that boredom is actually a gift. It means they get a choice to choose what it is that they can do. But the problem is when they're not trained and they're not nurtured to make those choices by parents who use technology as a tool to entertain, it's hard for them. It's a skill. So yes, boredom is really good for children. I mean, if you notice children playing outside, if you leave them outside without any adult interference, children will make up games. They'll use their imagination and they'll create and they'll make up their own rules and they entertain themselves. If you look at a child below the age of 6, they can engage in parallel play for an hour or so on their own without anybody interfering. It's us adults who complicate things and think we need to entertain children. So when they reach that age of being able to verbalize, I'm bored, all of a sudden it becomes the parents' responsibility and they feel guilty and they need to entertain. And that's not the case at all. Children are meant to be bored. That's how they grow and they learn.
And it's easy to throw money at it, isn't it? Oh, to say, let's go to Harry Potter World or let's go to Alton Towers. And actually, by the end of the 6 weeks, you're broke. Absolutely broke. And in a way, you're getting somebody else to entertain your children when you do that.
You know, it is nice to create memories. I'm a big believer in creating family memories. So in the school holidays, maybe have one scheduled activity that will create a memory, and that may cost you a little bit of money. So there's nothing wrong with those activities. But I think when children are overscheduled, they become really spoilt for not having to think for themselves. So parents also need to cut themselves some slack and put some of that responsibility onto their children for planning those activities together.
And it's got to be fun for the parents as well, because 6 weeks is a long time. You know, of course you want your children to be happy and entertained, but
yes,
equally it's your time as well.
Yes, and that's why, you know, you asked earlier what children can do. Picking up a hobby is quite a nice thing to do in the holidays as well. There's a lot of things that children can be involved in. You know, what I would encourage is friends, having other children around them to figure things out together.
Media Mal's been in touch. She says, I don't think this is entirely serious, Zelda. Don't have kids myself, but how about an extremely protracted game of hide and seek? To keep them entertained. Well, I know he's joking, but actually, things like hide and seek, those games are sort of being forgotten now, aren't they?
Children don't know the old games like hopscotch and, you know, the things that climbing a tree and playing in the mud. It's summer, for goodness sake. Get outside, get your feet dirty, let the kids play in the mud. You know, sometimes children just need a little bit of a push, like, get outside. You know, I know as an auntie, because I don't have children either, but as an auntie, we live on a lovely, in a rural area on a farm. And when the kids come, they love to go outdoors and play and be, and I call it unfiltered play, not having us interfere. It gives them that sense of accomplishment, and it builds their self-esteem and their confidence. So there's a lot of wins here. And yes, hide and seek would probably work for some parents.
Well, actually, I mean, I remember one day going through with my children the games that we played at school. I don't know whether you did this, but you tied lots of rubber bands together.
Yes.
Girls did it, and you put it around
your
ankles.
Love that.
And they'd never seen that. You know, they spent a happy day doing
and
that.
Marbles,
and as you said, hopscotch.
And you know, I actually saw my mom in South Africa with my nephew. He's 10 now. She had a childhood game that she found when she came on holiday here in Hamleys, and she took it back. And it was this game where you throw these things on the floor and you've got to pick them up and all sorts. And my nephew was absolutely intrigued. And my mother felt this absolute sense of pride because her grandson was playing a game that she had played. And sometimes it's about us adults also tapping into our inner child and playing with our children. And, you know, when children complain of boredom, it is usually because they're lacking in something to do, but sometimes they're just needing an adult to spend some time with them. And so doing things together and playing games together is a very good way to entertain.
And if you can combine that, so my daughter has said to me she wants to help me clear the garden.
Oh, yes,
during
please.
The summer. So, you know, that's actually, we're spending time together. Hopefully she's going to enjoy it. And I get a clear garden.
And little ones especially love doing things like washing the windows and helping to spring clean the kitchen. So, yes, get stuck in.
And cooking, baking.
Cooking, get them involved.
And I suppose, you know, you can say, well, look, you know, you get 50p or whatever the equivalent is for the age, you know, if you wash my car or something like that.
Yes.
As you can see, I'm trying to, you know, sort of make it a win-win for both.
It is, yes. You know, I wouldn't encourage paying for chores and helping around the house on the holidays, because that might be another way to make you broke as a parent.
That's true. That's true. Mind you, we have a very clean house at the end of it, but no money. Yes.
No money, yes.
And what are you doing over the summer holidays, Zelda?
Oh, a variety of things, actually. I like staying in England in summer. Funny enough, a lot of people leave the country. I think it's the best time of year here because everybody leaves and I get to stay and enjoy the weather.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, yes.
I've got a little trip to Holland planned. We're doing a couple of things out and about.
Oh, lovely. Well, lovely to see you. We'll hopefully see you maybe after the summer or if you're around in a month or so's time.
Sounds lovely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lee.
It's always nice to chat. And that website, if people want to know more about your work, kidslifestudio.com.
That's right, yes.
Thanks, Eleanor.
Thank you.